That had got said at every guard funeral Vimes had ever attended. It had probably been said even at Corporal Nobbs's funeral, although everyone would have their fingers crossed behind their backs. It was what you had to say. Vimes stared at the coffin, and then a strange feeling came creeping over him, as insidiously as the rain trickling down the back of his neck. It wasn't exactly a suspicion. If it had stayed in his mind long enough, it would have been a suspicion. But right now, it was only a faint tingle of a hunch. He had to ask. He'd never stop thinking about it if he didn't at least ask. So, as they were walking away from the grave, he said, "Corporal?" "Yes, sir?" "No one's found the gun, then?"
"No, sir."
"Someone said you had it last."
"I must have put it down somewhere. You know how busy it all was."
"Yes. Oh, yes. I'm pretty sure I saw you carry most of it out of the guild."
"Must have done, sir."
"Yes. I hope you put it somewhere safe, then. Do you think you left it somewhere safe?"
Behind them, the gravedigger began to shovel the wet, clinging loam of Ankh Morpork into the hole. "I think I must have done, sir. Don't you? Seeing as no one has found it. I mean, we'd soon know if anyone had found it."
"Maybe it's all for the best, Corporal Carrot.
I certainly hope so."
"He was a good copper."
"Yes, sir."
Vimes went for broke. "And it seemed to me, as we were carrying that little coffin, slightly heavier?"
"Really, sir? I couldn't say I noticed."
"But at least he's got a proper dwarf burial."
"Oh, yes, I saw to that, sir," said Carrot.
The rain gurgled off the roofs of the palace. The gargoyles had taken up their stations at every corner, straining gnats and flies via their ears. Corporal Carrot shook the drops off his leather rain cape and exchanged salutes with the troll on guard. He strolled through the clerks in the outer rooms and knocked respectfully on the door of the oblong office. "Come." Carrot entered, marched to the desk and saluted, and stood at ease. Lord Vetinari tensed very slightly.
"Oh, yes," he said. "Corporal Carrot. I was expecting something like this. I'm sure you've come to ask me for something."
Carrot unfolded a piece of grubby paper and cleared his throat. "Well, sir, we could do with a new dartboard, you know, for when we're off duty." The patrician blinked. It was not often that he blinked.
"I beg your pardon?"
"A new dartboard, sir. It helps the men relax after their shift, sir."
Veterinary recovered a little.
"Another one? But you had one only last year."
"It's the librarian, sir. Nobby lets him play and he just leans a bit and hammers the darts in with his fist. It ruins the board. Anyway, Detritus threw one through it. Through the wall behind it, too."
"Very well. And?"
"Well, Acting Constable Detritus needs to be let off having to pay for 5 holes in his breastplate."
"Granted. Tell him not to do it again."
"Yes, sir. Well, I think that's about it. Except for a new kettle." The patrician's hand moved in front of his lips. He was trying not to smile.
"Dear me. Another kettle as well. What happened to the old one?"
"Oh, we still use it, sir. We still use it. But we're going to need another because of the new arrangements."
"I'm sorry. What new arrangements?"
Carrot unfolded a second and rather larger piece of paper. "The watch to be brought up to an establishment strength of 56. The old watch houses at the River Gate, the Diosil Gate, and the Hubwards Gate to be reopened and manned on a 24-hour basis."
The patrician's smile remained, but his face seemed to pull away from it, leaving it stranded and all alone in the world. "A department for, well, we haven't got a name for it yet, but for looking at clues and things like dead bodies, e.g. how long they've been dead, and to start with, we'll need an alchemist, and possibly a ghoul, provided they promise not to take anything home and eat it. A special unit using dogs, which could be very useful, and Lance Constable Angua can deal with that, since she can, be her own handler a lot of the time. A request here from Corporal Nobbs that watchmen be allowed all the weapons they can carry, although I'd be obliged if you said no to that.
Lord Vetinari waved a hand.
All right, he said. I can see how this is going. And supposing I say no?"
There was another of those long, long pauses wherein may be seen the possibilities of several different futures.
"Do you know, sir, I never even considered that you'd say no."
"You didn't?"
"No, sir."